Okay, today's daf is Nida, daf Nun Tes, as we continue broadcasting from Camp Kaylee. Nun Tes is today's daf. We will start with Nun Chasam Abeis as we, Rosh Hashem, get into the last Amud of the third to last Perek in Meseches Nida, and third to last Perek in Talmud Bavli, as we continue the march. Here we go, Tanu Rabbanan. Nun Ches Amabei is right in the middle of the wide lines. Tanu Rabbanan, we're discussing different sizes and shapes of ksamim and what type of taliyas are we allowed to use. The Mishnah discussed the issue of size and ma'acholas. We know that we paske in l'maisa, l'maskana, that any time that there is a stain smaller than the size of a gris, smaller than the size of a bean, so then one could be told it that it came from a crushed bug. The question is, do you have to know that the woman was involved in crushing bugs or not? So that was a machlokas tanoim that we mentioned, and machlokas rishonim, based on that machlokas tanoim. What about if we know that she was involved in killing ma'acholos, can we be told that even more than a gris? So that was a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rosh. Tosfos said in Dibur Maskil Kidvarav that if we know that she killed many ma'acholos, so there we could be told that even more. Masha Eke in the Rush does not like that kula, even if she was involved in many ma'acholas, if we don't know for sure. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. So says the Gemara now, Pishpesh ze'e, Pishpesh is also a little type of bug, like a ma'acholas. Tanu Rabbanan, Pishpesh ze'e erko karachbo. It is a bug that has the same length and width. V'ta'amo karecho. And it tastes like it smells. That even if one only smells this, and you can even taste when you smell it. You can feel it inside your mouth. Bris crusolo, and it has a special property to it. Shekola mololo meriechbo. If one rolls the bug in their hand, meriechbo, then you can already smell it. Mololo, one might remember from the beginning of Maseches Beitza. Mololin melilos, talking about rolling types of shells and other items and stalks on Yantif. Is that okay or not? Is that borer? Is that dush? That's the mololin melilos. Continue. What does each of these lines of the Brisa have to tell me? Erko karachbo. Why do I have to know its shape? Erko karachbo linyin ksamim. To teach me regarding ksamim. Rashi says that if it is erko karachbo, if it is square, then you can be tola on it even more than a gris. That is the first line. Tamo karecho linyin truma. Tamo karecho. Why is it important for me to know taste and smell regarding truma? Titzan, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Trumos, Osha Ta'am Ta'pish, which, by the way, Trumos has important yesodos for Shas. Trumos is not just about Trumos. A number of Maseches in Zrayim are just about in Yani Zrayim. But Trumos has a lot of, a bunch of Mishnahs about Bittul, about Siruf, about Mavatlan Isil Chachila, a bunch of yesodos, in many in Shas topics come from Maseches Trumos and Mishnayos. So here we have a Mishnah. The Tana Mishnah says in Trumos, Osha Tom Tam Pishpesh Befiv Hariza Yiflot. If somebody tastes a Tom Pishpesh, somebody tastes a bug in their mouth, Hariza Yiflot, you have to spit it out. If somebody's eating Truma, you spit out the Truma because we're worried that the Truma is touching the Pishpesh in one's mouth. So the Gemara says, Vina Yada, how do I know what the bug tastes like? I've never tasted a bug. So ta'amo karecho. So maybe because ta'amo is like it smells. The Gemara says, v'kati mina yada. So again, how do I know what it smells like? So bris krusolo shekol ha'mololo meriechbo. Because many people might have rolled the bug in their hands. So if you've rolled the bug, you know what it smells like. And if you know what it smells like, you know what it tastes like. There is an affinity between the smell of this item and the taste of this item. As we know, those senses in our bodies are connected. The sense of smell and the sense of taste. I think we mentioned a week and a half ago or so. That's the only two hana'os that we make a bracha on. The bracha on eating and drinking and the bracha on smell. Because the Ramban said in the 8th parak of brachas, because those are the only ones that are imbibed. Those are the ones that go inside a person. Other hana'os, seeing a beautiful nof, or feeling a beautiful breeze, those are not hana'os that Chazal instituted to make brachas on. Those are hana'os, but they're just hard to quantify, and they don't go inside a person. Good. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, Ir sheyish ba chazirim in choshesh l'ksamim. A city with a lot of pigs does not have to be worried about ksamim. We're not talking about dafka that a Jew owns the pigs, because that's a separate halachic issue. But a city that has pigs in it, in choshul ksamim, you don't have to worry about ksamim, because pigs are messy animals. They take things from here to there, and they create a lot of garbage, and they create a lot of tlios for ksamim. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, v'hadid dokeres ki'ir sheish b'chazirim damya. The city of Dokeres is like that type of city, because Rashi says, Tabachim harbe v'ashpasos u'shkatsim mitsuyim sham. But it's a city with butchers and garbage dumps and bugs and shkatsim. So that's the kind of city that you might not want to live in, but if you live in it, then you have tlios. Tosva says, in Dibur Maskel Ir, Omer Ashbam, Dafiliosa Mika Gris. If you live in a city of Dokeres, or a city with a lot of Chazirim, then even more than a Gris, because there's so much going on there. Vafilim in Achagulamata, Vafilim in Zaska, Vien Lamaka, Sheishla Ligal Ozidav. Ashbam says the most Mako. If you have a city like that, then you can be told on anything. Even large, even all the other conditions. Point in the direction of Tumah, still in these cities, one can be Mekel. The Re does not think you go so far. Miu Omer Re, Dein Lismo Chalze Achshav, Lahakel, Kishemotza Ksamim, Bamakam Shem Regilos, Liga Bam Chazirin. Even though the Gemara seems to say that, but Bizman Azeh, in a place where you really don't think the Dam came from a Chazir, so one should not be Mekel so much. V'chein ha-minog dilo talina. That's the minog. We're not told it if the Dam is found on a certain article of the woman's clothing, that it's very probable that it didn't come from a Chazir. So then, we wouldn't be told on it. Miyu b'makam sheish v'akwayim l'davar she'iluzos v'chazirim v'uchayotzim. But if it's a good chance that it came from the Chazir, then we would be told on it. We don't reject the school totally, but we just don't use it as much as the Gemara suggested that we use it. Good, says the Gemara. Kama hi tola v'chulu. How big are we tola? So the cutoff point is a gris, as the Mishnah said. The question is, where is gris included? On which side of the question do we put exactly a gris? So machlokas. Amar afuna, which is very lamaisa, because sometimes some are exact sizes, and you have to know, is it exactly just small or just bigger? There are even sheets that some posts can have, because sometimes, let's say even if we say a gris is the size of an American penny, that sometimes it's not in that shape. Many times it's lines, many times it's other types of shapes, and sometimes it's not always easy to figure out if this shape would be put under an American penny. So is that going to be Tamei or Tar? So there are different sheets that the suppos can have that are see-through sheets, and you just put it, and it has all different shapes on the sheet, all the same size, but just different shapes, all the size of a gris. And what the posting does is that he puts the sheet on top of the kesem in order to determine whether it is the size of a gris or not. I've seen at least two poskim, I don't have one, but I've seen at least two poskim that have such a sheet. Okay, we continue. So, what is this? It's a very poor Shiloh. The size of a gris, is that one that you can be tola on or not? So, Rafuna, ke gris ito tola, pachas mika gris tola. Rafuna is machmir, that if it's exactly a gris, you cannot be tola in ma'acholes, and less than a gris, you can. Rav Chisda amar, ke gris tola, yoser mika gris ito tola. You can be tola by a gris, but not more than a gris. Lema, what's this lachlogos about? So maybe this is a shas topic. Lema ba'ad va'ad bechal kamiflagi. Maybe this is a lachlogos about whenever you have a limit. Does the limit get included in what you are measuring or not? Ad va'ad b'chal kamiflagi. Drafuda savar ad v'lo'ad b'chal. Drafchizu savar ad va'ad b'chal. Right, what do you say? Is it ad va'ad b'chal v'ad v'lo'ad b'chal? The first time this comes up is back in Maseches Brachos in the fourth parak, Adav Chavav, when we talk about plaga mincha, including when one can one daven mincha until. So, is it this machlokas? Is it a general machlokas of ad va'ad or ad v'lo'ad? So the Gemara says, no, amal l'cha ravuna. No. Ika ad va'ad b'chal v'ika ad v'lo'ad b'chal. There are two different opinions that one can take, says Ravuna. V'ha'cha l'chumra v'ha'cha l'chumra. And we're just machmir in all the cases. When ad va'ad b'chal is a chumra, so we say ad va'ad b'chal. If ad va'lo'ad b'chal is a chumra, we say ad va'lo'ad b'chal. So Rav Huna says here, saying ad va'lo'ad b'chal is a chumra, so that's what I say, says Rav Huna. For Rav Chisda amalacha, v'yalma imalacha l'chumra amrinan, l'kula lo amrinan. Usually I agree with you, Rav Huna, that we always say al-chumra. V'yahacha kad Rabbi Avohu, but here's an exception, we say like Rabbi Avohu. Tom Rabbi Avohu, Kol shiure chachamim lahachmir chus mikagris shoksamim lahakel. Rabbi Vo says all shiurim we generally are machmir except for gris of ksamim. Meaning, the whole creation of ksamim is a chumra. The whole creation, meaning the whole world of ksamim is a chumra. Really, a woman is only tmeya mida oraisa with the hargasha, as we discussed yesterday. So the whole idea of creating ksamim is a chumra. So built into that is that we have many kulas within the world of ksamim. Because the whole creation, maybe it's like a balance. Related to also what we said yesterday in the name of the Taz. Ika da amri la, lahash writes about binafshe, and some have this machlokas. Rafuna and Rafchizda, not on the Mishnah, but separately. Rafuna amar kigris ki yasa mikagris, Rafchizda amar kigris kapachas mikagris, the kamiflagi ba'ad va'ad, tahacha kid da amrinan. And we argue, and the machlokas is about ad va'ad v'chla or not. Ask the Aruch HaShulchan, how could there be a machlokas? The issue here is whether Rav Choshesh said this is a bug or not. And if Rav Choshesh said it is a bug, so are they arguing about the size of bugs? The Havamina of version 1 and the Maskana of version 2 hold their arguing about Adva Ad and Adva Lord Bechlal. So ask the Aruch HaShulchan, I don't understand, what's the Machlokas about? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, in Simin Kuf Tzadik, Sifchaf, Kuf Tzadik, again, is the Simin of Aksamim, what kind of machlok is a shayach here? Kiva dahatam ishum dama acholas nechzi in dama acholas havikigris. Oh, kabachas bikigris. Why don't you just get a bug and smush it and see what happens? Right? Like, similar machlok to question that we've had the past couple of days. Is this a machlok as a metzius or not? Right, we had this machlokas, we had this discussion back on Daf Mem Ches. Right, we had a discussion about in the Mishnah there, beginning of Perak Basimin, where there was a machlokas, the Tanakama, Rabbi Meir, and the Chachamim, whether we could have a Simin Elyon before you have Simin Tachton. And we discussed the other Chsav Sofer. Is that a machlokas and Metzias? How could you have a machlokas? So we mentioned then, no, maybe there are possibilities to interpret that that's not a machlokas and Metzias. So machlokas, what the Simin Elyon is. And if that's a machlokas, then you can have a machlokas. Halachically, it is not a machlokas in Metzias. And other examples as well, we've always tried to get out of the fact that it is a machlokas in Metzias. So to here, we have a machlokas, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Elavadai, the E Efshar Litzamtzem Bazeh. It must be that if you would measure, you still can't figure it out. Can't figure it out. If it's Adva Ad or Adva Lo'ad. You can't figure out if exactly a gris, if a bug, a macholas, a pishpesh, would be smushed. You don't know if it would come to the size of exactly a gris or the size of just less than a gris. It's hard to figure out. It's EF Shalat Samsem, as we know. Vizel min hanimnaos lachavin mamish. It's very hard to figure out exactly. Lachain fligi bazeh. That's why, because we can't figure it out, that's the machlokas. Do we take a more machmir approach or a more makel approach? Mar machmir, mar makel, v'kaimalon le kula. And we hold the kula, as it says there, kol shiur yiksav chacham lahachmir, chutz v'kagrish yiksav lahakel. Klomar, kol shiure chachamim, kishayesh lehistapek bahem, holchen lechumra, chutz v'kagrish yiksavim, holchen lahakel, b'sveiko. So that is the Aruch HaShulchan. It's not a machlokas, a metzias. It's a machlokas, because the metzias you can't figure out. So, since you cannot figure out the border, what kind of hashkafa, what type of attitude do you take to these ksamim, safik lechumra or safik lekula? Right, Rabbi Chista says, it's a derabanan. If it's a derabanan, so therefore, generally, even though you wouldn't say safik lekula, safik derabanan lekula, that doesn't go by shiurim of derabanan. That usually goes by, you don't know if something happened or not. Then you could be safik derabanan lekula. But if you know you're in a certain world, so then we would be machmir by the shir, except here says Rav Chizda and Rav Huna is machmir. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. Hayu aleha tipei damim lamata, v'tipei damim lamala. If there are drops of dam, lamata or lamala, what does lamata or lamala mean? Machlokas, Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says, fitting better maybe into the svara, but more difficult into the words. Rashi says lamata and lamala here do not have to do with geography. Does not have to do with where it is. It has to do with its size. Lamata means a very small size, and lamala means a very big size. That's Rashi's pshat. Hayo, let's see if she finds tiny drops of blood lamata, v'tibi b'dem lamala, she also finds drops of blood, bigger ones. So, you know, the smaller ones are, you can be tola on a gris. The question, tola on a macholas. So because you're tola the smaller ones, could you also be tola the bigger ones? Could you say that they're all from the same source? Even though the bigger ones, usually, we don't act lakula by, because we don't assume macholas is that size. So, hayuola tibidon lamata tibidon lamala, tola elyon ad kegris. You're tola the elyon ad kegris. No, only up until a gris. Tosfos says that this all means a place. If you find some of the lamata, meaning in a problematic place, lamata min a chagura, and lamala and above, so again, do we say that since there are some that are lakula, that are lamala, can we be told the ones that are lamata on the same source? So either way, that's machlokas Rashi Tosfos. What exactly is the shakla vitaria? So either way, ask the Gemara, my lav kegris mi lamata, doesn't it mean that you can be only tola up until a gris, and gris is also one that you can be tola on, raya to Rav Chisda kasha on Rav Huna? Lo, could gris mi lamala? No raya. Gris could be milamala. Gris could be something that you're not told. It has to be up until a gris and not at a gris. Good. Itmar nimsa like a gris va'od. If you find on a baguette a gris va'od, meaning a little more than a gris, and therefore if this was just a stain, you would not be able to be told it. But va'oso od ritzuvamo macholas. But in that od, in that extra, so then we find a, we saw mamash see a bug. So that ode, you don't have to worry about. So now, taking out that ode, if you attribute it to the macholas, so now, we have less than the requisite shear left. So, is this a davar pashut? The Gemara says no. Rav Chanina amar temeya. Rav Yane amar tahora. Rav Chanina says temeya in this case. Why? Rav Chanina amar temeya ki talya bikagris. Bikagris or lo talya. Rav Chanina says, you're not tola on more than a gris. I hear you find the macholas in there, that doesn't help. Why? Because the whole thing we're tola on a macholas. But here this is bigger. So you don't assume that such a large shear, you can be tola on it. If there's a macholas in that small part, you don't automatically assume that all of it came from the macholas. Rav Yane amar tahora. Rav Yane says, no, tahora. Why? Hani mili, when do we say that you're not tola on a larger than a gris? Hani mili hecha delo resufa bo macholas. That's only if there is no macholas that you see in here that the ode is connected to. Avalecha the ritzufa bo macholas, but if there's a macholas in there, mukha milsa. Dahai v'ode da macholasu. That it's clear that this ode is from the macholas, so therefore, remove this. Delete this. Take it away. Pashle. Right, but bizmanazet, right, our children, you know, talk, we say, remove this, but they talk all in computer terms. Delete this. Right, if the kids are playing, instead of used to be that we used to say time out. So now the kids say pause. Pause! You pause from. That's the generation we live in. Posh like a gris. Back to Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai says, if you remove the da macholas, the vote, so posh like a gris, what you're left with is only a gris. Kiva de ba'al matal yachanam italia. And therefore, since we're always told on a gris, so to hear we're told on a gris, it doesn't make it worse that there is a ma'acholas inside. Ma'acholas inside. Oh. Big shaila is, interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan discusses. The Aruch HaNer discusses. We just had the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaNer says, I don't understand. If there is no ma'acholas, that's more chomer than if there is a ma'acholas. The whole issue is we're being tola to wonder if there is a ma'acholas or not. So how can we say that we're not going to be tola if there is a ma'acholas? So that's what the Aruch HaNer discusses. It's Ksas Kasha. He says, "B'sheyesh shir kegris va'od below rots of ma'acholas lo amrinon shema mishnei ma'acholas hushanir sefuzu samach lezu." If it's a gris va'od with nothing, then we're machmir. V'im kain he ma'odif hechadin shanir tzav ma'acholas b'hagris ha'achad lo amr shegam ha'gris ha'acher hu mima'acholas shanir tzav b'samach lezu. So V'yish Lomer, he says, that's the point. If we don't know, and it's this one size that you could assume. But here, what are we going to have to assume? That there were two macholas that were crushed up? Because a macholas doesn't create a larger size than a gris. So here, this is a gris va'od. So you have a macholas and part of it. But lemaisa, even if you want to attribute an entire gris to this macholas, you still have an ode that you don't know that it didn't come from a macholas. So that's why, ironically, it might be more lechumra here. If you find a macholas, because still there is lamaisa more than a gris here, and that is the taina of Rabbi Chanina. Good. Boy, Reb Yirmiya, similar question. Nisaska bikagris v'nimsa aleha bikagris v'od. Similar question to what we just said. We just had, if you find a gris v'od, but there's a macholas in the v'od. So here, if a woman was osekes in a gris worth savish, with a chicken that we had yesterday, the tzipor that only has a seladam, a grisdam. So, if a woman is osekes bikagris, v'nipsa leka bikagris v'od, and we find a gris v'od on her. Meaning she was osekes in a gris, so she has a tli up until a gris, but she finds a gris v'od. So again, there's an ode that we don't have any attribution to. So mahu, tibay l'rabi chanini tibay l'rabi yanai. And this question can be asked according to either of the previous opinions. Tibay l'rabi chanini can be asked according to Rabbi Chanina, who said tamea before. Ad kalokam Rabbi Chanina hasam tamea. Where does Rabbi Chanina say tamea? If you find the ma'acholas inside of v'od, el adalonis aska. That's only if she wasn't involved in something colored beforehand. But here she was osekes in something. It could be across the board. If she's osekes in something, then she has a tliya. You don't look exactly about what she was osekes in. Just like before, Bichanina said lo plug. You always say tamea, even though there's a macholas in here. So too, if she's osekes in something, we will automatically say tahora without looking at the exact amount. Odilma, no, or the opposite. Afilu Rabbi Yanai, Damar Tahora, even Rabbi Yanai, you said Tahora there, because there was a macholas inside, Hani Mihechad Rutsufa Bo Macholas. Maybe if there's Mamasha Macholas inside, so that's why it would be more Mako. Aval Hechad De Ain Rutsufa Bo Macholas, Lo Talia. But if there is no Macholas inside, then we wouldn't be Tola. So, this is the question. Tashma, let's try to figure it out. Again, the question is, if the Tliya logically is less than the amount of dam that we found, could we still be told of the whole thing? That's the shiloh. So let's ask some similar questions. It brings up similar cases. Nisaska Tashma Nisaska be Adom ain't tola bashachar. If a woman was osekes in something red, then you cannot be tola black, a black stain. Bimuat ain't tola bamruba. If she was osekes in a small amount, she cannot be tola a larger stain on it. So hechidami lafki agavna. Aren't we talking about our exact case? Right. Our shaila was if she was osekes in a gris and you found a gris v'od. Is that exactly what this brisa is saying? If she was osekes in muat and you found a meruba. So the verse is low. Kigon denis aska bikagris v'nimsa ale shnei grisim v'od. No, this is the case where it was more than meruba, but she was osekes in a gris and you found more than two. Meaning even if you attribute one, the gris size, you still have more than enough in order to be metame here. Our question was, if you are put in the gris and make that gris for Oda and you remove that gris, so then what's left is less than what you are usually tola it on. Masha Enkin, in our case, if you are tola that gris, so then you wouldn't have, in our case, you would have even more than enough left to what's left to be tamea. So ihachi maila memra. So if that's true, so maila memra, what's the chiddush then of this last case? Right? Wouldn't we rather say that if you have less than a gris, that would be a chiddush? The gemara says no. Mao de tema shkol ke gris sipar shadi be mitzi. Zel hakaleka shiur, zel hakaleka shiura. Kamash malan. One might say that there is a way that we can take this attribution and make the woman tahora. If we take the gris that she was osekes in and put it in the middle of the kesem that was found, so then we would say that look at each side. Each side of the attribution, there's not enough. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Which, by the way, has lamaisa ramifications. The Pische Tshuva talks about in our Siman, Kuf Tzadik, let's say woman finds a kesem, that's a large kesem, and based on the size, it would be a problem, but certain areas of the kesem we have kulas by. For example, let's say there is a kesem found on tzvuim, on colored, which, as we know, we paskin is lakula. The Shulchan Aruch says this in Sif Yud, Kesem Shenimsa, the same Sif about Kabbalah's Tumah. Kesem Shenimsa al-Davar She'inim ha-Kabbal Tumah lo Gazru alav. And then the Chayin Kesem Shenimsa al-Beget Savua Tahora. A Kesem found on a colored garment is Tahora. The Pesach Yeshuvah there quotes the Me'il Tztaka. What about if you find a Kesem on a Beget Minumar? A spotted Beget, where it's one stain, but some of it is found on color, some of it is found not on colored. So, what do you count? Are you Mitzarif all of the areas that are found on white. So it's similar to our discussion. The Havamina here is that you would put the stain in the middle. Kamashwan, you don't do that. But what if Lamaisa, you do have something? Right? The only the Kamashwan in our Gemara is that we don't suggest that. But what if Lamaisa, it is the case? Says the Me'il Tztaka, but then Kesem Shanimsa Albegin Menumar, Givonim Harbe, Levonim, Vashar Tzvaim, Velohaya Kishir, Kesem Al Nimur Lavan, Echad, Ella Shahaya Mechubar, Viavar Gamkein, Al Gabi Chelakat Savua, Tzevat Chelas, Viosi Agava Lavan, Shebetzido, Bovich Beit Shnei Chalakim, Shal Gabi Pishbeish, Shnei Alavanim, Ayyubi Shnei. He goes through the case, and the question is, are you Mitzarif? So the Me'il Tztaka and the Poskim say that if it's one stain, that you're allowed to be Mitzarif all the different parts of the stain, as long as it could be seen as one stain. If it's different stains, then we're not mitzarif, even if they're close together, if there's a separation in between. But if they're one stain, then we are mitzarif the problematic parts. And the colored part, you don't say the most machmer, it's not mitzarif, but it's also not mafsik. That is the discussion of the poskim. And also the Rabbi Force writes that we have to use our head. If it's one stain, if you stretch out the baguette so much, or if there's a fold or a crease, that if we stretch it out, there's an area that is not colored, doesn't have the stain on it, but logically we know, it's only because I'm holding it very taut. But if I hold it normally, the way that the woman wears it, it would be one stain, then we can't be makel in that case. It would be considered one stain. This is all discussions in the Pesach Teshuva. Again, Sif Katan Chaf in Sif Kuf Sadik. That is related to the Ksamim. Okay, this is Kamash Molan. Vaiter in the Gemara. Amar Rava. Lamaisa, by the way, the Rambam Paskins, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam, that we are Mako when we have a Tliya Muat, whether a Tola Bimruba, we are Mako. That's in Sif later on in the Shulchan Aruch in Chavav. Shulchan Aruch says, Nisaska Badam She'i Efsha She'i Mimenu Kesem Ela Kikigris. Vidim Saleh Kishne Grisim. As long as we don't have the last case, if we are tole on the amount and what's left is less than the gris, so then we can be, or less than a gris va'od, then we can be tole. Meaning we don't go so far like the last case that we suggested, that even if you have a gris, we don't throw it in the middle, but the other cases, we are tole lekula, and that is machlokas we shown in what we hold. The Shulchan Aruch is meko, like the Rambam. The Rambam quotes, L'chumra v'yish machmirim u'mtamim b'chozeh b'kamakam nira yish lisvach amikilan t'biksamim shomin l'hakel. The Rambam quotes the machmir opinion, but says that we can be meiko because that's the principle that we just said before. By ksamim, we are always meiko. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, third to last skinny line, Nimsalem in Echon, tola bo kama minim. Rava says, if you find one min, one type of color, so you're allowed to be toled kama minim, meaning if one color on the beged it has an attribution, so then you can be toled the other colors which are more problematic on this. Right? Rashi says dim talamin echad mi davar hadome lekesem kegon kilor osara v'yakach masal achaluka kesem afilu ein mariso dome loso amin tolabo. As long as one of the stains on here, you can be toled on the his askus. So the other stains that aren't exactly similar, one can be toled as well. So Amar Rava Nipsala Kesam Min Echad Tolabo Kama Minim Meisvei. Is that really true? Nisaska Ba Adam and Tolabo Shachar. We just had the earlier Brisa. So where's the Nisaska Shiny? No, we're not talking about an Asek in a different color. If you find one stain and you can already be Tola it, so then you can be told the other stains as well. It has to do with a Kesam that you found. Ika Da Amre or Amar Rava Nisaska Ba Min Echad Tolabo Kama Minim. Different version of Rava, not different types, kama minim, Rava says, Nipsalam minachad tolabo kama minim, Mesvin is asked about them in tolabo shachar, ki kama Rava, this asked about Tarnagola. It's a different answer given, in a different version. When did Rava say that you could be told in on different types? When she was Osekas in a chicken. De is, meaning she was in a butcher shop, she was shechting, whatever the case may be. De is, but kama mini dama. It's not automatic. But it's because a Tarnagolas has different colors dam in it. So therefore, even if you only saw one, but we're allowed to be told all the different colors. Tarnagolas. Remember what we had last week about Tarnagolas? We had a fascinating 2 days in Tosfos on Daf Nun Amid Beis. Remember, Rav Papa there was machalik between a Tarnagol de Agma and a Tarnagolas de Agma. A male and a female chicken of the swamp, and Tosfos had 2 days. whether this is one species, one type, where the males are not kosher and the females are kosher, which is a huge chiddush. Tosa says you never find that anywhere. But then Tosa says miu nira ikar. I think lamaskana that really maybe it's two different types. A tarnagol da agma and a tarnagol da amra are two different species. It's not just the male and the female. Meaning there's a male and a female tarnagol da agma and a male and a female tarnagol da agma. Tarnagol da agma, two different types. That's what we had before back on Daf Nun. Here we just have relating to chickens. Okay, two dots. Let's finish up the parak. Maisa b'isha v'chulu v'hatanya. What the woman came to Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah and said, I found a kesem, and he said, do you have a makkah that could be motzi dam? And Rabbi Akiva was meiko. And the Talmidim said, why is this? What are you doing? Rabbi Akiva says, why is it difficult in your eyes? Sha'amru chachamim adav al-hakre al-hakel. That's where Rabbi Akiva answered them. Says the Gemara, V'yotanya, but didn't we learn in the Braisa, Lo amr chachamim es hadavar lo hakel ela le hachmir, but didn't we learn in the Braisa, just the opposite, that chachamim are lo chumras, amr avinu, no, what it meant to say is lo hakel divrei Torah, ela lo hachmir al divrei Torah, v'chachamim asman d'rabanan, as we said earlier, the whole world of chachamim is a creation d'rabanan, so therefore that's a chumra, that the whole world of chachamim is d'rabanan, but within chachamim, once we have the world of Ksamim, which itself is a Chumrah, we're allowed to be Mekel within that world to try to allow this woman not to be a Nida on a Durabanan level. So again, the institution is Durabanan, but the mechanics within this, the institution is a Chumrah, but the mechanics within the institution are Lakula. Good. In the last section, if a woman finds an Eid of Dika next to her pillow and there is a circular stain found in it, it's tar, because we don't assume that's not a stain that usually we would assume would have been a wipe. But if it's longer, then it's tame, and that's the words of Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok. Ask the Gemara, Yibay Luhu, Mi pligi Rabbanan alei Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok olo? Do the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok or not? The Mishnah quotes Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok shita. The Rabbanan don't say a word. Do they agree to that chilek of the shape or not? So Tashma, Kesem, Aruch, Mitztaref, Tipin, Ein Mitztarfin. If there is one long stain, Kesem, Aruch, that is Mitztaref, that is one long stain. But it's a Mitztaref to a Grisva Ode, meaning as long as it's called connected. But just different drops, Tipin, are not Mitztaref. So Mani, who's talking here in this Brisa? Who says that the Tipin are not Mitztaref? So Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, if it's Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, Lamalit Siref. What do you need sirah for that you have to add it up to a grisvod? Ha'amr mashuch kalshu tame. It says mashuch in the Mishnah, and doesn't that mean any tiny amount? As long as it's the correct shape, any tiny amount would be tame. So Rabbi Elazar doesn't need a shear. Say Allah Rabbanan. So it must be this price is the Rabbanan and Shmami Nafliki. So you see, the Rabbanan argue. The Rabbanan require a shear for mashuch. So the Gemara says, lo. Why do you say that? La olam, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok. Really, maybe this price is also Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Shita, and we misunderstood the Mishnah. The Chiyam, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Be'ed. And when was Rabbi Elazar talking about that you wouldn't require a shear? That's by an aid. By an aid, Bedika, that does an internal exam. So there, that's not a kesem. As we said at the beginning of the parak, the beginning of Arach Kesem, there are the three masked targoshos. The case of Eid Bedika, the case of after Bia, and the case of Meiraglayim. So those are the three cases where there is no requisite shear, because that's not in the world of Ksamim, that's in the world of potential Bedikos. So when the Rebbe said, you don't need a shear, that's by an Eid, that's what we paskin too. Avo b'kesem lo, but by a Kesem, he would say no shear. Important line in Rashi. In by a Kesem, no. What does that mean? Look at Rashi, last Rashi in the parak. Avo b'kesem, sha'al chaluka, but by a kesem, on the chalukah, you would eat a grisvod. What would I have said without Rashi? But by a kesem, meaning the Gemara is just contrasting it to an aid bedika. But Rashi throws it, v'kesem, on a chalukah, be'inon. What does that sound like? We quoted 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam Shita. And Rashi seems like the Rambam Shita, that on basar, on the woman's flesh herself, you don't need a shear either. One of the chumras that basar has over beged, we mentioned the other one was in terms of tziruf yesterday, but this Rashi, the last Rashi in the parak, seems to be going like the Rambam, that ksamim, the kulos of ksamim, are only on begadim and not on her basar. Tashma, one last try. The Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Halacha, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok. The Halacha, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok. If we have to say that, Halacha, Mechal de Pligi, it must be that the Rabbanan argue, Shema, Mina, so that's how we learn that the Rabbanan do argue, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, but the Halacha is like Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok. Chazal Halacha, Rokesem, and we move on to the second to last parak in all of Shas. Perek Ha'isha Shehi Osa, as we know, Nida has Temprakim. Let's get into this new Perek. So says the Mishnah. Again, Lamaisa, it's brought up already twice in the Masechta. We had it yesterday, brought up, the Mishnah was brought up, and we also had it back in the first Perek. So, Ha'isha, second parak, beginning of the second parak. Ha'isha, she also tzrachaha, a woman who was going to the bathroom, she's in the middle of going to the bathroom, v'ras adam, and she sees dam while she's urinating. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Rabbi Meir says, well, it depends. The question is, do we assume that the dam that came out during her meiraglayim, did it come from her uterus? That's the shaila. So, v'ras adam, Rabbi Meir, Omer, im omedes temeya, vim yosheves tahora. It depends. Is she standing? If she's standing, then we assume that the dam, we have to be a choshesh at least, that it is tameya. Why? So Gemara is going to say, we assume that if she's standing, she is pressured, whether she's standing because she doesn't have a seat, whether, either way, she's a little more tense, and therefore, she's, the meiraglaya might have gone back up and passed by and picked up some dam from the makor. It might have backwashed into the uterus and then come out, and therefore, meaning from the bladder all the way back up. So, again, not getting into the specific biology now. We discussed that back earlier in the Masechta about the biology of the Talmud and the biology of Bizman Hazeh. We had it back on the Mishnah Daf Yizayin and Mabez, where we had the Mashal, Chacham and Beisha, Cheder Prizdor Aliyah. But either way, the chash is that there is some dam of the uterus in the urine, and therefore, Rameir says, im omedes tameya vim yosheves tahora. But if she's sitting and relaxed, tahora, we assume it just came out from the Meir Aglayim source, and one doesn't have to be worried. The Ron writes in a tshuva, the tshuva is a Ron, it's been memtes, he writes that this is Rameir l'shitaso, that is choshesh l'miut, and therefore if she's standing tameya, but yosheves, it would be a miuta de miuta. And such a tiny miut, even Rameir is not choshesh for, and therefore, that's why he is mako by yosheves. Rabbi Yossi omer, benkach v'benkach tahora. Rabbi Yossi says, no, either way, even if she is omedes, we can be mako. Okay, we can talk about this for a minute, but let's finish the Mishnah first. Ish v'isha sh'asut tzrachin l'toch ha'seifah v'nimsa dam alamayim. What if a man and a woman use the same bathroom? They use the same toilet, and then you find dam on the mayim, so here there's another suffix. Maybe it came from the man. And even if it didn't come from the man, maybe it came from the woman, maybe it came from non-uterine sources. So, there, Rabbi Yossi Matahir, there, Rabbi Yossi again is Matahir, because there's even another suffix. And maybe even Rameir will be Matahir here, because it's another suffix. For Rabbi Shimon Matahir, Rabbi Shimon says no. The factor of the man doesn't really affect why. The fact that a man is involved here does not make any difference. Chazaka, it comes from the Isha. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Important machlokes, machab and the Ramah, that we have on this Mishnah, the beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadik Aleph, which is the Siman right after the Siman on Psamim. We have a Siman about Dama Bahashtana. Din Isha Shemasa Dam Bahashtana. So Machlokes Machaber and the Ramah. The Machaber is Mako, and the Ramah is Machmir. Says, we'll get to some of the details in the Gemara, but already to foreshadow, to give the Machlokes. Ha'isha Shishtina Mayim, the Yasa Dam in Meirag Leha. Bein Shishtina Vihiomedes, Bein Shishtina Vihiosheves. Harezu Tahora. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like Rebbe Yossi. Doesn't matter, Tahora. V'yafilu Hirgisha Gufa. V'nizdaza. Even if she had a hargasha, as the meiraglayim came out with the dam, eina choseshes shehargashes meiraglayim hizu shein meiraglayim in a cheder v'dam zed dam makahu b'chalchulos o b'kolyo. We assume this is blood, but it's not blood from the makor. Rama v'yesh omrim te'ein lahatira ela b'yosheves v'hishkina. Only Yosheves. Aval Omedes. Omedes, it depends, as we'll see in the Gemara, how it came out. But there are cases of Omedes that we will be Machmir, and even Yosheves. Ein lahatir ella b'makach v'nim sadam tocha seifam. Only is found in the middle of the Mayim. As we will see, there are more chumras when it comes to the Ashkenazic custom. As we'll see, the Rav Vosner has a very interesting tshuva where he discusses in Chelek Vav Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel what happens if a woman goes to for a doctor's appointment during her time when she is, either way, let's say she is Shivanikiyam, and she has a certain type level of blood content in her urine. She gives a meiraglayim, she gives a urine sample, and you don't see any dam, but you know there's dam in there. Meiraglayim bifnim ad she'en, well, I'll quote you the Shaila at the beginning, and then he just turned back to the beginning. Says Rav Vosner, what is this? Where does the tshuva start? Let's get it. Says Rav Vosner, Shalmi many. Ashiv bekitzer. Hanidam beisha shalalechas l'rofei nashim l'regel abdikos shu oseh botek nami meraglayim shala. Vaidei machshirim shal harofim nimsa dam betoch meraglayim af she'ed onir leinayim. A certain percentage of blood in it. Fine, you don't have to be worried about it originally, but now that you know, right? So do you have to be worried? Aval hashta kiva the nimsa b'miraglayim afte no nikar olin alach shosh to anach noagim kaharama lahachmir ma'od b'dama nimsa b'miraglayim b'frat tahacho kol zman shlo nizbar sibaso ein malitlos. You don't know where it comes from. You assume maybe it came from the makar odilma kol zman shein adam nikar leinayim ein aleinu lachush. You don't have to worry about it. That is the question. So the Shevet Alevi towards the end is mako. He says in all cases that you can't see it, what can be mako? Einu nutzrichim lakol anal. The pashud meod is echal gadol batora. Hein leinyan tolaim regarding bugs and worms. Vehein leinyan tefillin. What do you mean tefillin? Let's say if you look at a letter with a sofa wrote, it looks fine. But if you take a microscope and you look, then you can see some space in between some of the ink. No, you don't have to worry about that. Vehein leinyan nida. The kol ma she'einam roim ba'ayin v'roim rak aydei zchuchas magdelas harbei u'mikol shekein aydei microscope. Right, meaning even not a microscope, you're just a magnifying glass. Still, ein sricha lachush lazed im lo kein lo matzini yadin evraglina b'kama halachas min haTorah. For nizkar zeh b'sifrei hagdolim, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this. For yadu al pidaki refuah shish tkufas b'isha shemotzim simani dam b'toch meraglayim shala. There are various times through the woman's cycle that you find dam in the hashtana in the meraglayim. So therefore, lamaisa one does not have to be worried, even if you know vaday. Even if she went for a check and she did it. So again, Lamaisa, a woman has to be worried. But again, as we said, this is one of the cases of a masked targasha of a woman, before she wipes herself or after she cleanses herself, she should always wait a couple of seconds before she wipes so that we could always find a way to say that we could treat it as a kesem and not as a bedika. Once it's a kesem, then there's a shaila to ask if there's dam. Some still say, as long as it's in the world of ksamim, we might be able to be mako because with the kulas of found on a davar shina makabel tum, if it's found on the toilet, v'chulu. But if it's found the second, if a woman checks herself the second afterwards, then hopefully she does it. But if she does, so then there are cases where one would have to be machmir, and then it would be a problem once you'd ask a rav. If Moshe writes in Yoredeya Gimel Nun Gimel, we do have the kula of toilet paper. Ramosha writes, related to toilet paper, Ketzem, Shenimsa al Nylon, Vinyar, Binimsa, Mixasu, Makam Savua. Ramosha writes that even though if you look in the earlier poskim, the Aruch HaShulchan and the poskim from 50 years before Rav Moshe, you have a discussion of whether it is makabel tumah or not, even 150 years before, they know to be Yehuda and others, but Rav Moshe says they weren't talking about our toilet paper. Our toilet paper is much softer and much more flimsy, it's never reused obviously, so therefore Rav Moshe says that discussion does not have anything to do with our discussion. A perfect example where you can't go by the mitzvah, it's a different mitzvah, and therefore you can't just read tshuvas from 150 years ago where they talk about paper that they used to clean themselves, because that was much more sturdy, that was thicker paper, wasn't as soft. But our toilet paper, which is so soft, but on the other hand it's so flimsy and you never use it again, says Rav Moshe, that for sure would not be mekabel tumah, and any dam found on that would be on a davar she'eino mekabel tumah. Again, a big discussion, and one could feel free to ask their posik. Vayter in the Gemara, Maishna Omedes, Damrina Meiraglayim, Hadil Makar Vaisidam. Why do we say by Omedes we're worried that the Meiraglayim went back and backwashed in and then brought Dam Yoshev as Nami? Name a Meiraglayim Hadur Lamakar Vaisidam. So too if she is sitting. What's the difference? So Amar Shmuel b'Mazneches. No, it's not only sitting or standing, but Mazneches, where the Meiraglayim is coming out straight by force. It's going out straight, and therefore we assume that if she's Yosheves and she's Mazneches, so then we assume that there's no problem. Because you see it's coming out straight without any pressure holding back, so we could assume that it did not go back in. Hadur. Mazneches nami dilma basadam umay asadam. Aye, but maybe right after the Zinuk finished, right after the we have our discussion right after the woman finished her Meir Glayim. Maybe then the Dom came. So the Gemara said, no, I'm Rabbi Abba, but Yosheves al Sfas HaSeifel. She's sitting on the edge. Umaznekas betoch HaSeifel. V'nimsadah betoch HaSeifel. The blood is found in the middle. This zinuk happens into the middle of the water in the toilet, and the Dom is found there. Demitza, the Basa, the Tamu Maya, Asa, and if you really want to think, and you're Choshesh, that the Dom came after the Meir Glayim finished, it would have dribbled out and it would have gone on the edge of the seifel, the edge of the bowl, but it didn't, went to the middle, so you can assume it was within the Meir HaGlayim, and therefore, and we assume the Meir HaGlayim was not Hador if it's Yosheves and Masnekes, and therefore one can be Mekel. Period. Amar Shmuel, Amri Lo Amar of Yehud. Amar Shmuel, maybe Shmuel, maybe his Talmud said it in his name. Halacha Reb Yosi. Halacha like Reb Yosi, and that is what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. V'chein Ori Le, Rebbe Abba, Lekala. Halacha Reb Yosi. Our gear says Kala. Rashi says Kala is the name of a person. Shem Adam. He was Mako to Kala. Other Rishonim had the girsa of Kula, Lakula. Either way, Mako like Reb Yosi, and that is how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Good. Ish ve'isha v'chulu. Is there any difference? Is there any more reasons lahakel if a, you have another suffix added into the mix. A man used this, toilet. Ibai lahu ish v'isha omdin mali amar Rabbi Meir. Fine if an ish is omedes, you have to be worried, but if an ish also use this area, use this bowl, ki amar Rabbi Meir b'chad sveka, avo b'svek sveka lo matame, do we say that a Meir only says his chumra by one suffix, but by two svekas he wouldn't be matame, o del maloshna, or it doesn't make a difference, or it doesn't make a difference. So, machlokas, amar ish lakish, hihi, Reish Lakish, or at least for our Reish Lakish Shita, we'll get to Rabbi Yochanan soon. Reish Lakish Shita, is he? It doesn't make a difference. Mimai, Mitalok Tani, Rabbi Rabbi Yossi Mentarin, because in the Mishnah, it would have said in the Sefer that Rabbi Meir agrees to Horin. It doesn't say that, even though it doesn't say Rabbi Meir explicitly on the other side, but we would expect Rabbi Meir to be Matar if there was a Chilik. So Rabbi Reish Lakish says it doesn't matter, even if you have the subject of a man, Rabbi Meir is still Machmir. Ihachi, if that's true, Hashar Rabbi Meir besvek sveka metame, bechad sveka miboy, if Rabbi Meir is metame even by two svekas, so why does the Mishnah in the Reisha say the case of one suffik? Right? One suffik, if it came from her makar, or if it came from a different area in her, say the other case, the second case of sex sveka, that he's makar there, that's an even bigger chiddush. So the Gemara says, l'odiach hakochad Rabbi Yosi, to tell me the strength of Rabbi Yosi, tafil bechad sveka metar, Rabbi Yosi's metar even by one suffik, that's an even bigger chiddush. V'ademiflagi bechad suffik l'odiach hakochad Rabbi Yosi, lifigal besuffik lo sex sveka l'odiach hakochad Rabbi Meir. As the Gemara asked many times, why do you want to show the extreme of Rabbi Yosi shita? He's so mako, say, show Rabbi Meir, he's so machmir. Koach de hetera adif le. Koach de hetera adif, as the Gemara says in Beitza and Brachis, whenever there is a chiddush, there's a bigger chiddush to tell me koach de hetera adif le. Why? Machlokas, Rashi, Tzlach, in the beginning of Maseches Beitza, Rashi says in Beitza and Dav Gimel, koach de hetera adif le, because anybody can be machmir. If you don't know the halacha, you can be machmir. You have to really know the halacha in order to be mekel. If you get a heter from somebody, you know that they know the halacha. Right? If they're machmir, a lot of times, you know, it's out of ignorance. It's not out of, oh, you shouldn't do this. It's not because they know anything. Some people, you know, are machmir in a certain area, without getting into even any details, because they don't know. Or they see other people being machmir, but not because they really know. Only somebody who really knows the halacha can be mekel, and that's why koach tatera adif. The tzlach has a chiddush there in Beitza, where he says maybe this principle of koach tatera adif lay only applies by sveka d'araisis. Because there, without the psak, I would have been machmir, because savi d'araisis l'chumra, so if I get a heter, that's a chiddush. But by d'rabbanans, says the tzlach, koach d'isura adif lay, because without anything, I would have, without any other shitas, I would have been Megal anyway. Right? Because it's Savi Derabana. So there, the Chumra would be the Chiddush. And therefore, he's bothered. Why? There, in the beginning of Beitza, where it talks about Muksa, Muksa is Derabanan. And there we say, the Kolkha Dira Adaflay, he has to say, maybe it's Kain Daraisa, because it's Dira Kabbalah. Okay. Either way, that's Kolkha Dira Adaflay, that is all the first Shita. Reish Lakish holds that the Gredzer would be Meir, there wouldn't be any difference between one or two Svekas, he would be Machmir even by two Svekas. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kikam Rabbi Meir Bachat Sveka. No, only Rabbi Meir says it by one Safik, Aval Besvek Sveka Lo Amar. He wouldn't say Yeshita by a double Safik, he would be Mako. Imkain listening Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi Mitarin, so why doesn't it say Rabbi Meir Shita in the Seifa? In a Chinami, it should say it there. The idea is Salik Mir Rabbi Yossi, Father Rabbi Yossi. You're right. But really, since it just mentioned Rabbi Yossi Shita, just quoted Rabbi Yossi again. But not because it's not true. For Rabbi Yossi, so one second. Bechad Sveika Matar, Besvek Sveika Mibayis, let's go to Rabbi Yossi Shita. If Rabbi Yossi is even Mekel by one Safek, so why do you have to have the Seifa? Where he's Mekel by two Sveikas? Of course he's Mekel by two Sveikas. He's even Mekel by one Safek. So Gemara says, "Ma'od etema hani mili di eved." You might say only bid the eved is mekel. Aval lechatchila lo, but lechatchila we would he would not be mekel. Meaning, what does lechatchila here mean? It means, would we tell a woman that she could be osekes in something lechatchila? Rashi explains, "Kamash malan even lechatchila he is mekel by two svekes." Two interesting discussions that the Achronim bring up on the question. Meaning, does Remeir, is Remeir mekel by svek sveka? 1 minute, the Aruch Laner says that there's a major machlokas. We know at least two, maybe three shitas in the Rishonim. What is the svara for svek sveka lakula usually? So the Rashba says the reason is rov. The reason is rov, percentage-wise. One svek is 50-50, but if you have another tzalahakel, it's more than 50%. Meaning it's rov. And if it's rov, that's what you make it by svek sveka. The Aruch Laner points out here that it must be that the Gemara here is not assuming like the Aruch Laner, or like the Rashba in a tshuva. Why? At least according to Remeir, is that we're not assuming that way. Because Remeir is Choshesh Lemiyuta. If he's Choshesh Lemiyuta, so then, why should he make him? I svek svek him. He didn't rove. He must hold like one of the other shitas. Like the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah writes in the Bedek Abayis on his comments on the Rashba's Torah Sabayis. The Ra'ah writes that svek svek is based on the principle of Savik Da'araisa Lechumra being a Dinz Rabbanan. The Rambam Shita is against other Rishonim, against the Rashba, right? Savi Daraisa Lachumra is itself a Dinder Rabbanan. Meaning, Mida Araisa, you should be Mekel. So if you have a Suffik about that, it's a Suffik about a Dirabanan. So that's a Svek Sveka. That's why Svek Sveka is Lakula, because it turns out to be a Suffik Dirabanan. So that's the Aruch Laner Sa'ara that he must hold like that other Shita, unless you say that when the Rashba says it, and it could be this way if you look in the Rashba, that Svek Sveka is not me Din Rov exactly, it's Adif Mi Rov. It's even better. It's similar to Rov, but it's Adif Mirov. And that's where Meir, even Remeir would agree. Just like Remeir is Mekel and is not Choshesh for Mi'uta de Mi'uta, then Svek Sveka maybe creates a Mi'uta de Mi'uta. That's one. The other discussion that the Achronim have here is, isn't this a Dover Sheyesh Lamatirin? So again, why would we be Mekel by Svek Sveka? According to the Shitas that are Machmir by a Dover Sheyesh Lamatirin. Meaning, so you tell the woman, you might as well wait another day or two. So isn't that a davar sheyesh lamatirin? So again, the Achronim quote that the tzlach, that same tzlach in Beitza, connected, that has a beautiful point. The tzlach says, actually it's a daf later, on daf dalet, davar sheyesh lamatirin not being batel, because you might as well wait. Rashi svara, at the beginning of Beitza, you might as well wait. The tzlach says that only applies by food. By food, you're only going to be able to eat it once. So eat it either today or tomorrow. So you might as well wait. You say davar sheyesh lamatirin, you will be machmir about. But if it's not by food, but it's by, let's say, a isser hana'a, let's say by a maisabiyah, says that slach, you don't say you might as well wait. You want to be it today, you want to be it tomorrow. You want to get hana'a from both, a muksa item. You want to use it today, you want to use it tomorrow. So there you don't say machumra by a davar sheyesh lamatirin. That would also explain our Gemara, that we're not going to be machumra by a davar sheyesh lamatirin, because you might as well wait, because here it is an isser hana'a, and he would want to be with his wife even earlier. Good. Vayter in the Gemara. Tani kavasid Rabbi Yochanan ish, but Bryce of the supports Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Meir is agrees by a svek sveka lakula, ish v'isha sha'asu tzrochem l'tok ha'seif of nimzatam alamayim, Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yossi v'tarin, the Farish, Rabbi Meir is put with Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon mitame, and Rabbi Shimon is mitame. Again, I quoted that Ramah before, it's a very long Ramah, in the beginning of Kuf Tzadik Aleph, where he's more machmer than the Shulchan Aruch, but he goes through many details, it's a two-page Ramah, and he puts all the Gemaras and the Rishonim from Ar Amud, he puts that into the Ramah. Ibarlu, continuing, Isha Yosheves, Mali Amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, who's machmir in the last case, that a man is not, does not go into the equation. And even though a man was Ose Srachav into the Seifel, that doesn't matter, because we say Chazakam and Aisha. What does Reb Shimon say about Yosheves? How machmir is he? Ki amar Reb Shimon ba'omedes. When does Reb Shimon say machmir ba'omedes? The dachak le'ama. That's where there's a real suffix. She's omedes, so maybe it was hadur, maybe it backwashed into the uterus and brought some dam. Avo yosheves lo, but he wouldn't be machmir by yosheves. O dil maloshna, or would he? Tashma, let's try to bring the brisa. The tanya yosheves tola, omedes eno tola. You're mako by yosheves and not by omedes. Div Rebbe Meir. Reb Yossi omar, benkach uvenkach tola. Reb Shimon Omer, Venkach Uvenkach, Eino Tola. Reb Shimon is Machmir. Ibai Lehu, Les Safik, Ish V'Isha Yoshvin, Mali Amar Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon is very Machmir, but what if you have a Yosheves case and a man? He put those factors together. Ki amar Rabbi Shimon omed es tadachak la'ama v'yosheves. When is Rabbi Shimon machmir? Where the man usually doesn't play a role. So if it's omedes, that's a tzad l'chumra, or even yosheves, where it's only one savi, tachat savi, avol besvek sveik alo, omar. But maybe not in the case of this svek sveik, o demoloshna, tashma. Kiva dabar Rabbi Shimon chesach zame mina isha loshna omdim loshna yoshvin. So the Gemara ends up saying there is no difference according to Rabbi Shimon. He is the most machmir opinion. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue with Daf Samach next time. And keep in mind, Hashem, everybody, please get ready for the Siyum, Hashem. We'll put out more details hopefully tomorrow, anymore. But again, said we'll still be starting with Mincha at 7:30. Again, in Beth Abraham in Bergenfield, Teaneck, in Rabbi Neuberger Shul. Hope to see everybody there.